Today marks the start of summer, which means nice, lazy weeks of summer reading beckon, and a day at the beach has to include a book. So here's a suggestion for a beach read, The Charm Bracelet by Viola Shipman. Perfect because it's set in the fictional Michigan beach town of Scoops. The Charm Bracelet tells the story of three generations of women from a family finding ways to connect all through a charm bracelet. Viola Shipman is the pen name for author Wade Rouse. He lives in West Michigan, and there's a pretty good story behind that pen name as well. Welcome to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So what is the journey of discovery that these three women are on in the charm bracelet?
Well, the journey was truly inspired by my grandmothers and their charm bracelets, as well as their lives and lessons. And what I wanted to do was write a novel that reminded people in this era where we're fighting so much over politics and other things of what's most important in life. And those are the things my grandmothers taught me, and that the grandmother in this novel teaches her daughter and granddaughter. And that's, you know, family, faith, fun, love, and a passion for what you do in this world.
Tell us a little about the three main women in your book, Lolly, Arden, and Lauren.
Yeah, Lolly is the matriarch of the Lindsay family, and she is this larger-than-life wig-wearing woman who works in a fudge shop in the fictional town of Scoops. And she is battling early signs of dementia, but still really lives in the moment. And she wants to reconnect with her daughter, Arden, who's this harried magazine writer in Chicago, and granddaughter, Lauren, who is a college senior who is on a path to be a business major but truly wants to be an artist. And both are kind of lost.
And before we go any further, with a nod to grandmothers, you have to tell us about your pen name.
Yeah, the pen name Viola Shipman is my maternal grandmother's name. And I wanted to pay tribute to my grandmothers, not only for inspiring this novel, but also for me to become a writer and also, I think, the person that I am today. And I also chose it because I wanted to pay tribute to all of our elders. I think that we've lost a little bit of connection with those whose sacrifices helped make us the people we are. So it means a lot to me that the publisher supported me in choosing a pen name for my first novel.
I love that. And I don't feel like I'm an elder, but I am a grandmother. So I love anything that has to do with making sure that those generational ties stay strong.
That's nice. You know, I spent almost every summer with my grandparents, and, you know, I got to know them not only as my grandparents, but as truly extraordinary people. So I'm really proud of that.
Now, how does a charm bracelet lead these women on this journey?
The grandmother in the story, Lolly, grew up having a charm bracelet that was passed along to her by her own mother, and she continues to send charms to her daughter and granddaughter, but they've kind of pushed the trinkets aside as seemingly meaningless and a little bit overly sentimental. And what the grandmother wants to do is remind them that, you know, these are really truly links to her past and her family's past. And they tell stories of, you know, who they are and how they got to be the people that they are today.
Why did you set this in a little Michigan beach town? I guess I'm wondering about what is the importance of Michigan and that lake setting to your story?
Well, I live just outside of Saugatuck Douglas, and I moved to Michigan 10 years ago from St. Louis, and I fell totally head over heels in love with the beauty of the state, as well as the people. And, you know, entire coast of Michigan is so inspiring, and I am inspired every single day when I write and I visit the beach. And you know, I don't leave Saugatuck or West Michigan in the summer. I just kind of tour all the little resort towns. So I wanted to pay, you know, tribute to the beauty of the state.
Well, would you read us a little bit from the charm bracelet? And this is a part where the granddaughter, Lauren, steps out in the morning and is ready to get her painting going again. Could you read us a section?
Sure. The morning light shimmered through the trees and gave the lake an otherworldly hue. Everything in this Michigan world seemed to have a soft shimmer to it, as though God had hung gauze over the sky and softly scattered glitter on all his creations. A little more gold? White? Blue? Lauren considered. This simple little lake was filled with so much beauty. It's the light, my grandmother always told me. It's the magical light, Lauren thought. Scoops, Michigan, sat along the 45th parallel north, a circle of latitude often called the halfway point between the equator and the North Pole. Some of the world's most stunning vistas rested along this line, and they were considered by many to be not only spiritual spots, but also places of incomparable beauty. At this latitude, the sun stayed in the summer sky in these parts of northern Michigan for nearly 18 hours. Artists believe the angle of the sun and the magical light it produced made the world glow. Artists traveled from around the world to paint here for decades, and local galleries housed in former barns now dotted the lakeshore. Art collectors in smart spectacles, linen pants, and silk scarves came to Scoops from across the country every summer, snatching up works both by famed and yet-to-be-discovered talent. Farmers and vintners had followed the artists in recent years. Vineyards and wineries set along rolling hillsides overlooking the bay, producing exquisite Chardonnays and Rieslings, while produce farmers and farmers' markets sold the freshest cherries, blueberries, asparagus, heirloom tomatoes, beans, and peaches. Farm-to-table restaurants had replaced dingy diners and smoky bars, and from Memorial Day through Labor Day, diners needed to gasp, make reservations. Lauren studied the simple scene in front of her, the lake at dawn, the dock jutting forth over the quiet waters, reeds rustling on the banks, swans waking, smoke from stone fireplaces and log cabins mixing with the morning light. And that sky, she exhaled.
That is Wade Rouse reading from his debut novel, The Charm Bracelet. And Wade, your earlier books, you're quite the memoirist. Confessions of a Prep School Mommy Handler, one of my favorite titles of all time. You also have At Least in the City, Someone Would Hear Me Scream, and that was about your move to Michigan. You're a regular contributor to People and Entertainment Weekly. You've been on All Things Considered. But this is your debut novel. So how tough was it for you to shift gears to write fiction as you tackled The Charm Bracelet?
You know, this book took me almost 3 years to complete, and my literary agent compared writing fiction to wrestling a bear to the ground. She said that, you know, you're going to get pretty scratched up along the way, but once you know how to do it, you'll be able to do it over and over again. I think that for me, this is a story that, you know, pardon the pun, jangled in my head for a number of years, but I didn't really know how to make it work as a memoir. So I jumped headfirst into fiction. And I have to say, I wrote this book, which is, you know, sweet and lovely and poignant, I think, at a time when fiction was becoming decidedly darker. And I really didn't know what the reaction would be to a lovely, sentimental family novel. And I've been really humbled by the results so far.
And what's your next project?
I'm currently writing a series of heirloom novels, all based on my grandmother's heirloom items. So the next novel is completed and will be out next spring, and it's entitled The Hope Chest. And then I'm writing another novel after that entitled The Recipe Box, also based on kind of the recipes of my family and those things we cook that connect generations.
Wade Rouse, under the pen name of Viola Shipman, author of The Charm Bracelet. Wade, thank you so much for being with us today on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.